back here in my radio hut. It's the morning show. My name is Diablo. I'll be with you till 10 o'clock. Turner Blappas taking over then. We're going to talk with Mandy Steinberger. We're going to talk with Mary Wolfgram out of Twin Town Villa. But right now, I got to talk chess with our state champion, Dominic Robert. Your wife put me up to that, by the way.
Oh, wow.
She said, be sure you mention that. So I'm going to do that a lot.
There you go.
It's not just Dominic Robert. It's the state champion.
For North Dakota. Yeah,
for North Dakota. Yes.
Yeah. So good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How was your day?
What an introduction, huh?
Yeah, wow. Didn't see that coming, honestly.
How are your holidays, first of all?
Beautiful.
Good.
Peaceful. So you're ready to go again for this year.
Absolutely. Dig into 2026. Well, what's going on with Breckenridge, Wahpeton, and chess? What's happening?
Yep. Just a quick recap. As I mentioned last time, we had this pizza and backhouse party. It was phenomenal at the Breck Community Center. We had 30 people showing up for eating pizza with us, as well as we had 20 players playing in our tournament there. It was a super fun atmosphere to finish the year. So just want to give a shout out to that, to everybody who came there, and to Mandy also from the community center saying thank you very much that we could be there.
She does good work over there.
We're going
to talk
absolutely.
With her in a couple minutes here.
Yeah, well, it's actually two Mandys there, and I was the other Mandy who helped me there, but
okay.
they're both phenomenal.
Okay, so they can both take a bow on this.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
Good.
Now, what's happening in 2026, you might wonder, and something that we brought out at that occasion there, but you know we haven't mentioned yet, is that our Winter Chess Classic is now officially confirmed for Saturday, that February 28th. So it's just short of 2 months from now. Really looking forward to that. It will also be at the Community Center.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great location.
Absolutely.
Got all the amenities over there, too. It's awesome.
We will have sign-up opportunities fairly quickly. Give us maybe another week or two, and then people can sign up. We'll also have posters that you will see in the street, the usual. So we really look forward to that. Hopefully a lot will join us, especially now, you know, coming from that pizza party. Hopefully it will be just as good. And one thing I quickly just want to mention is that not only was it great to see all the people there, it's also important that you have fun, you know, and we had super fun that there. I know from everybody who went there, basically the feedback we got. So we want to carry that into our year. It's important not just that we have the opportunity to play chess, but also to come together and have fun together.
Absolutely. It's a good way to kind of put those two things together.
Exactly.
And chess can be fun.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of fun.
Definitely. And this kind of goes right into my next point, which is that, especially towards the end of the year, we got quite a few inquiries from schools. So in the next few days, I will reach out to our schools here in Breck and Wahp and see how can we work together. It's, from my side, I am very motivated to go and do something. It's just a limitation from work that's a little bit there. So let's see how can we make it so it works for everybody. So that will be my main focus for that. We will have some chat about that and let's see what we come up with. I'm very positive that something good can come from that.
Right. You got kind of a work chess balance thing going
exactly.
on here.
Yeah.
I love it.
You could say that.
I love it.
Yeah. And if I have any just another minute for one more thing there, and it's also that this year we meet once at the Breck Library the third Tuesday of every month, at least for the time being, and that means that our first tournament will be on the 20th, so it's not far away from now, it's 12 days from now. Again, as always, these tournaments are completely free. Anybody, any level of play can join us. You can win chamber bucks there, not only for the winner of the tournament, but we also have a random drawing. So even if you are in the middle of the pack or towards the end in the results, you still have a chance to win those chamber bucks. And that always is a great fun atmosphere as well.
Dominic, what do you do with people that say, I'd like to do this, but I've never played chess. I'm just kind of scared to even kind of dip my foot in there.
Yeah, well, I do hear that sometimes, and then I have some follow-up questions, because sometimes when people say I've never played, when I ask, it's more that, yeah, I know how to play, I just have never really, you know, gone that far. If you really don't know how to play chess, absolutely, I can help. Let's say I can just say, hey, you know, why don't you come here? We help you learn the game. not a problem. We can definitely do that. On the other side, if someone says, yeah, I've never really played, maybe it means I've played before or in school and so on, I would just encourage, come and play with us because we have a very friendly atmosphere. And even if you maybe lose a few games, we all do. Honestly, we all lose some games and we all win some games.
That's how you get better.
That's how you get better, and we can tell you after that. And those people who are with us are very happy to share, say, after the game, say, hey, you know, maybe don't bring a queen out too early or do this and that and things like that. Definitely, it has a lot to learn, and I encourage, if you're basically not quite sure, should you or should you not, come join us and see for yourself.
See, I thought when I learned it, this is decades ago,
yes.
when I first learned it, I thought it was easy to learn. Mm-hmm. I struggled with getting better. You know, that was the thing. But just learning mm-hmm. just rudimentary things and where you need to go and where, yep. what all the pieces mean, I thought that was pretty easy. Yep. Okay, so if I can pick it up, anybody can pick it up.
No, all that's right. Definitely true.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, Dominic, always great to have you in here talking BW Chess. And I look forward to our conversation next month.
Sounds great.
Thank have a great January, my friend. 9:15 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Hi, this is Wade from Breckenridge Senex. I'm here to tell you about our hydraulic hoses and fittings. We stock most hoses and fittings from quarter inch up to inch and a quarter and rated to 5,500 PSI. From all of us at Farmers Union Oil of the Southern Valley, we would like to thank you for your continued patronage.
Farmers Union Oil. Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really